You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with both Nick Freud and Rob Carroll, co-founders of Campus Real, a video and VR platform that leverages student-generated video content to allow any college applicant in the world to tour college campuses of interest without having to spend the time and money associated with an in-person campus visit. How clever is this? And gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us, Eric. Super excited to be here.
Yeah.
And certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing all the details as well. So for starters, Nick, please tell the audience about your backgrounds and how you came up with this idea for Campus Real.
Of course. So Rob and I went to Colgate University. We were fraternity brothers and kind of became best friends back at college. After graduating from Colgate, I spent a year and a half living abroad. I worked as a math teacher in Phuket, Thailand, and then kind of bartended my way through Australia while Rob worked as a consultant at Ernst & Young. After I got back from Australia, about 10 days after I got back, actually, Rob and I thought of the idea just in a think tank for virtual reality college campus tours, and it kind of piqued our interest, and we ended up looking into the space. And one conversation that we had really solidified our drive to kind of follow through and build out the platform that now is Campus Real. We were speaking with a Tunisian student who went to Colgate University, and she let us know that she thought that Colgate University was in New York City, and the reason she applied is because she always wanted to see what it was like living in the Big Apple, and she didn't realize until the very first day that she showed up on campus that Colgate's actually about 200 miles away from New York City and virtually the middle of nowhere upstate New York, and that made us realize how much of a disconnect there is in this space and how much of a lack of information is affecting students in a really substantial way for the next 4 years in the time that's supposed to be the most defining in their lives. So we realized that there needs to be a solution to give any student anywhere in the world proper information in their college search. And after spending some time looking into the space and addressing the inequities, we found that crowdsourcing video content was the best mechanism to bring these campuses to life. And if you fast forward a year and a half later, we now have Campus Real.
And that's quite a background, and certainly see the reason why you jumped in and made Campus Real a reality. So, Rob, if you would, tell us a little bit more about your pivot from virtual reality college campus tours to crowdsourcing video content, and were there any emerging trends that have informed your platform?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we were very, very certain that there was a big problem with this process when we heard the story that Nick just told. And it's really just a problem of information. And we realized that virtual reality could definitely help address this problem. But the biggest kind of downside with that initial business idea was scalability. We had no idea how we were going to go and get virtual reality content of every college campus in the country. And it would take a ton of money and time to do that ourselves. And we didn't have a good tool for outsourcing it. So, you know, we identified the problem, and the fundamental problem is still the same thing that Campus Real addresses today, which is a lack of information and an inability to experience colleges without visiting in person. But we essentially pivoted to crowdsourced video content, and there's no reason why that video content can't be 360 and totally immersive in the future. So we feel that the current platform actually really lends itself to a natural transition toward VR. But what it has allowed us to do is to essentially digitize over 200 college campuses in a fraction of the time. And so our model is very scalable. We can onboard a college very quickly. And it's pretty interesting because at the time, we didn't realize how much we were capitalizing on a trend toward video. And there's been some really interesting studies. I think HubSpot published one just a couple months ago that internet consumption is predicted to be 80% video or more by the year 2021. So, a lot of these studies about the importance of video content came out after, and we didn't realize that we were capitalizing on it, but in hindsight, it was a lucky wave that we kind of caught.
How about that? That's pretty awesome right there. Now, Nick, why did you feel the need to solve this problem, and what was it about the college search process specifically that motivated you to build Campus Real?
Yeah, of course. So there were kind of two fundamental motivations behind building Campus Real and that informed the specific solution that we thought of. The first is that we realized that colleges have a lot of difficulty marketing themselves effectively to prospective students. So what happens in the college search process is that it relies really heavily on data points and rankings. But if you talk to any person who has gone through the college experience, they'll universally let you know that the things that they thought mattered in the college search process don't actually end up mattering. You know, student to faculty ratio is important. Programs that colleges lean into are important. Rankings are important to some extent, but it by no means defines your experience. And what we came to realize is that because colleges are able to represent their experience based on data, numbers, and rankings, the students then understand their own worth in the process based on those same parameters. So what we first wanted to do with Campus Real was shift the emphasis in the college search process away from all the judgments and numbers and data and kind of negative connotations associated with the current college search process and more towards all of the positive emotions that are meant to be associated with this big transition into what's generally the most exciting 4 years of a young adult's life. So that was kind of the first motivation, is we want to change the overall emotion associated with the process. The second and kind of the more pressing issue that we felt the need to solve is that we recognize that as it stands right now, the only way to get a real understanding of your college options if you're a college applicant is to go visit in person. But after interviewing dozens and hundreds of students, parents, college counselors, admissions offices, we realized that, you know, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of students every year who simply don't have the time, money, or resources associated with taking these in-person campus visits. And they're already at a disadvantage in a process that even further disadvantages them by the fact that they can't go on these in-person visits. And we wanted to create a really simple solution to make it so that any student, no matter what their background was, no matter if they have a parent who's able to take vacation days, or, you know, if they're an East Coast student who would really thrive on the West Coast, we don't want them to feel limited by this in-person campus visit system. So those two fundamental inequities and limitations in the process are what really informed the solution that we've landed on now with Campus Real.
Today, we're joined by both Nick Freud and Rob Carroll, co-founders of Campus Real, a video and VR platform that leverages student-generated video content to allow any college applicant in the world to tour college campuses of interest without having to spend the time and money associated with an in-person campus visit. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, back to you, Rob. Why do you believe that Campus Real is the best solution for the inequities in the college search process?
Yeah. So based off our research, we found that the average family searching for a U.S. college will go on about 7 college visits over the course of that time span. And the average college visit is estimated to cost about $200. So, you know, on average, it looks as if families are spending about $1,400 just traveling to and from a college. And that doesn't include the opportunity cost of needing to take a vacation day, you know, or missing out on whatever your hourly wage might be if you weren't taking that visit. So, you know, it's clear that there's an inequality that, you know, essentially wealthier families are kind of favored in this process, and their students are more able to access college options around the country. The current resources in this space are all very text-based. What that means is they use numbers and labels and data to really tell a college's story. But that's not a very good representation of what a college and community is all about. It provides a very shallow understanding. And if you're just using those numbers and data to try to get an understanding of if a college is the right fit, you're not really going to be left with a good understanding of if you should apply to the school. We believe video content is the single most powerful way to bring a college to life. And the reason we think that is because, in particular, our video content is authentic and it's real. It's much more similar to the stuff that you find on Instagram or Snapchat, as opposed to highly produced video content. And so that honesty and authenticity really takes the college campus and its personality into your living room. So students who were previously unable to visit colleges that might have been too far away, for whatever reason, you know, geographic or time or money constraints, they now should have access to any college that they want to consider for themselves.
Makes total sense. And Nick, it's clear that college applicants and their families can massively benefit from the content on the platform. How do you see Campus Real influencing the other stakeholders in the space, such as college counselors and the colleges themselves?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think it's something that Rob and I have only really come to appreciate as we've sort of progressed on with this company and dug more into the space. But one number that really struck us as it relates to college counselors that you mentioned is that the national average for student to college counselor ratio in the U.S. is 472 students for every one college counselor. And Rob and I were really struck when we saw that statistic. It let us realize that high schools are massively understaffed when it comes to helping their students navigate this process, which can be incredibly complicated. And college counselors are really at a loss of resources and time when it comes to kind of serving their students adequately throughout this process. So we think that Campus Real can be a great tool to kind of streamline the research aspect of the college search process for these students, so that college counselors don't have to go back and forth with students telling the college applicants to go check out these many disparate resources, such as, you know, Twitter, the college's profiles themselves, text-based resources, review sites. There's one central location where you can get all your information. The other stakeholder that you mentioned is colleges themselves. And, you know, we've talked over the course of this phone call about the fact that students are often missing out on finding their perfect school because they're unable to go visit in person. But another thing that we notice is that colleges are actually at a disadvantage in terms of reaching students that may be a great fit for their program just based on geography. So as it stands right now, you know, in the digital age, colleges are mainly relying on boots on the ground tactics when it comes to recruiting students outside of their standard applicant pool. So what we want to do with Campus Real is allow a college admission office to find that student, you know, all the way on the West Coast who may have never heard of that small liberal arts school on the East Coast that is their perfect fit by leveraging the technology that we've built with Campus Real. So we think that this platform really has the potential to unify all the various stakeholders in the space and serve as kind of a centralized hub for every person in the college search process to engage with and adequately go through the process.
Well, certainly a lot we can learn from the information shared here today, from your journey to the creation of Campus Real. Really some good information here today, and certainly wish you both continued success here with this endeavor. If listeners wanted to get further information online on Campus Real, where is the best place to find the details?
So listeners can get all the details by going to www.campusreal.org.
Again, Nick and Rob, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Again, all the best.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
We have been speaking with both Nick Freud and Rob Carroll, co-founders of Campus Real, a video and VR platform that leverages student-generated video content to allow any college applicant in the world to tour college campuses of interest without having to spend the time and money associated with an in-person campus visit. And for all the details, visit campusreal.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.